All right, so we have a quorum. Let us proceed. Let's go on to public comment. Item three, this is the time on our agenda for the board to hear public comment from members of the public on items not on the agenda. We have a 3-minute time limit. We asked our public commenters to stay within the 3 minutes. We'll time you and remind you if you are at or near that time limit. So let me ask our staff, do we have any public comment in the queue this morning?
Yes, we have Carol.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, let's bring Carol in and have public comment. All right. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. This is Carol Nowicki, the wife of Pete Nowicki, who you tried to illegally take benefits from. When I'm dead, my husband would also like to make a statement. Last all meeting,
right.
we...
Proceed.
What?
Hello? I said, all right, proceed.
Okay. At the last meeting, we quoted from the 2015 transcripts whereby your attorney told you, quote, what you are voting on today is based on two reasons. One, the fact that Nowicki was in the boardroom when his contract was negotiated. And two, his contract amendments were illegal because they were retroactive. We exposed the lie about retroactive contracts being illegal that the Cesare board blindly followed, and will remind you that your own board members retired under retroactive contracts, and you yourselves have historically suggested and granted retroactive contracts to Cesare officials and employees. In this meeting, we will expose the ineptitude of Cesare's legal team and your continued blindness on the second part of that comment made by Lederman. Your attorney stated that my husband's contract amendments were invalid because he was in the fire district boardroom when they were discussed. Bear in mind that when Director Gordon asked Lederman if documents provided by the fire department were complete, his answer was, quote, I don't know. I don't know what may have been out there. I can only go on what I have, end quote. Remember that Pete was never asked for what documents he had during or before the investigation or hearing. In the months following the hearing, Pete pulled a complete set of MOFD agendas and minutes from his archives as far back as 2006, and a complete copy of them were sent to your attorney. Those documents showed conclusively that Pete was not in the boardroom when the fire district discussed his contract. I'd like to ask the Cesare board if your attorney ever conveyed that information to you. Furthermore, during this 7-year court process, depositions were taken from 3 fire district directors who were in the office when Pete was fire chief, as well as an affidavit from a 4th. In every deposition and in the affidavit, it was confirmed over and over and over again that Pete was not in the boardroom during contract discussions. Yet even having this information, your attorneys continued their lies in the courtrooms and in their pleadings for the many following years, stating that Pete was absolutely in the boardroom. Tell us if your attorney shared this information with you, and if he didn't, why not? And that Pete would like to make a comment.
All right, thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Your 3 minutes begins.
Hi, this is Pete Nowicki. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Your 3 minutes begins now. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm the retired fire chief. You tried to enter your witch hunt on. My wife just told you that the attorneys had all the documents and depositions that showed I was not in the fire district.
Having a little trouble hearing you, Mr. Nowicki. I'm not sure about your connection.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. As my wife stated, your attorneys continued their lies throughout all of the court hearings. And I want you to hear this very carefully. When we presented our case to Judge Birch in Superior Court on February 10th, 2020, we brought with us all the evidence that proved I was not in the boardroom during negotiations. When confronted with the Cesare lies, here's what your attorney said, and this is a quote from him. Quote, I think everyone would agree that he was in the boardroom. Well, I don't know. I can't tell, honestly. I wasn't there, but it seems to be a semantic game going on. Maybe he was in a different room than the board. I think maybe the board was in one room and they were sending out a representative to meet with him and bring it back to the board. And beyond that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he was in the boardroom or in closed session. So in the courtroom, and that was the end of the quote, in the courtroom, when he was confronted with this proof that it was a lie, your attorney just went ahead up and made a new one that I was not in the boardroom, that I was getting the message sent to me out into some other room. And he did this with all the copies of the agendas and the minutes, and him himself having questioned the MOFD directors, as well as myself in depositions. And he stood there and he lied to the judge. And I want you to hear this as well. This is another thing he said in the courtroom. He said this to the judge when presented with the lies. Quote, due process does not require a fair and accurate presentation by every party in the courtroom. Let me say that again. Due process does not require a fair and accurate presentation by every party in the courtroom. My attorney and I sleep well at night knowing that we've been telling the truth all along, but your attorneys continue to lie every time we go to court. The records show it, and it's verified in all the legal documents. And you sit there and you take no action and you let them lie continuously. Shame on you. That's it.
All right. Thank you. You kept that in 3 minutes. So your time is concluded. Thank you. Let me ask our staff, do we have any other public comment in the queue this morning?
No more today.
Okay. At least not at this time. All right. So, yes, yeah.